latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
Chris Sebastian is one of four artists in the running to win the Voice Grand Final this Sunday on Channel 9. He first appeared on the inaugural season of The Voice in 2012. Now he's back as an all-star. In 2019, his song Found In You generated significant airplay on Australian Christian radio. Chris is with us. Welcome. Why is it that Christians are often drawn to appear on shows like The Voice?
For me, we're drawn to this idea of people getting to see our heart, getting to know us. And I know for me, my highlights, of course, other than the performances, has honestly been where I get interviewed and I get to talk openly. And, you know, obviously as Christians, we're driven to lead by example. And I know that for me is the biggest form of ministry is being the things that we want people to see rather than, you know, telling people to do something. Shows like this just provide that opportunity better than really anything else. Not going to get that on Love Island or Married at First Sight.
What interactions have you had with other Christians on The Voice this year?
As the blind audition, no one had really talked about faith, but I had a guitar in my hand and I was playing the chords to a song called 100 Billion Times by Hillsong. And I was playing it and not singing. And out of nowhere, one of the guys that happened to be auditioning started singing it. And another girl walked up. She's like, oh, I love that song. And she started singing it. And without exaggerating, within maybe 4 minutes, we were singing basically all through the United stuff, through Elevation stuff, through Bethel stuff. We kind of just went in a circle and singing our favorite worship songs. It was amazing.
You've said in other interviews that your first experience on The Voice wasn't a good one. So what brought you back?
The Voice has been asking me to come back for a number of years. And my reasons for not going on it back then were being afraid. I was afraid that I didn't have a great experience the first time around. But it's a different production company. It's a whole different group of people on this show. And when Guy went on last year and as a coach and told me about his experiences and working with the people on the show and how great they are, I thought I'd give it a go. And honestly, man, I am so glad that I did because I've met some of the best people I've ever met. And those people were the staff. They just champion people and they build drama with the coaches rather than the artists. So it allows us to kind of just be ourselves and do our own thing with that worry of building up drama for a TV show.
You mentioned Guy. What's it been like working with your brother?
I think I've seen Guy for maybe 3 minutes on the set of The Voice. People, I think they picture it as a like just one big theater and everyone hangs out. It's not the case. I'd be lucky if I've seen Guy for 3 minutes, actually. So not being on his team, I've not seen him on site. Obviously, with COVID, I've not seen Kelly at all, but pre-COVID, I've seen Kelly for maybe 15 minutes. You know, we see her during the mentoring sessions and stuff. As far as seeing Guy around The Voice, I'm not at all.
On The Voice this week, you credited your coach, Kelly Rowland, helping to build your confidence as an artist and stop living in the shadow of the success of your older brother. How's the show helped?
I never set out, and I will never set out to equal, because how do you measure that? I mean, it's not something that you can really measure. It's, if we're talking about the span of a career, neither of us have stopped. So as far as measuring go, I definitely don't want to try and equal that, but I wanted to be able to be identified outside of just that fact that I'm a brother. And I think the show has done an incredible job at allowing me to do that. I remember speaking to you before and just saying, if they would give me the chance, and they being the public, radio, record labels, if I could just get in a room with them and play them some songs. And that was the battle for me. I couldn't. I wasn't able to get through the door to see a lot of these people. So, you know, I wasn't able to get in front of them and show them. So the show has actually given me a platform to do that, which I'm incredibly grateful for. I set out with a task. I want to show Australia me as an artist. If I'm not good enough to show those things, if they only take away the fact that I'm Guy's brother, then I've not done my job. And, you know, I deserve to not be seen as anything. But that's why I've worked as hard as I can to go, all right, this is me. This is what I can do. All I can do is what I can do and then leave it up to their opinion. And I'm really happy with how it's gone.
Well, the grand final is this weekend. How's it going to work this year?
Obviously, because of COVID, there was no live shows this year. So what we've actually done is film 4 alternate endings. So I will find out who wins when the rest of Australia does. Now, obviously, we weren't able to record anything live because of George being in London and Kelly being in LA. So recording four alternate endings, the voting is definitely the key here. So for me, I would love it if people could jump on to the Nine Now website and vote for me. They get three votes and they can use all three of them on me if they like. So that is the best thing that could be done for me right now.
Chris Sebastian, one of four finalists competing for the crown this Sunday on Channel 9's The Voice. You can vote for him or the other finalists online at ninenow.com.au. This is Cam with the TCM update.